From KUOW, this is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. Prostitution is not a victimless crime. That's the crux of a new anti-sex trafficking program rolling out in cities all across King County. The goal is to reduce demand for prostitution by cracking down on the johns, the men who solicit sex.
If you reduce the demand, you reduce the supply.
That's King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg. He says historically law enforcement has focused on sex workers or pimps, but police have not targeted the customers, and Satterberg believes that needs to change.
We think we can try to use these resources to rescue some of these women from the street and also to deter men from the thought that they have some right to purchase the body of another human being for money.
But does targeting johns actually reduce sex trafficking? Meredith Dank is Senior Research Associate at the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C. She told Ross Reynolds there's been very little research into that question.
Something to take into consideration is that when you do focus on demand, there are different phases of demand. So you would have an opportunistic john who is somebody who might be going down a street or at a club, who maybe a sex worker or somebody else comes up to them and solicits them, or vice versa. And it's not something they intended to do during the course of the evening, and they just took the opportunity. And so this kind of program could potentially really affect them from wanting to solicit somebody who is engaging in the commercial sex market. But for somebody who's an habitual john, so somebody who goes out multiple times over the course of maybe a week or a month or a year looking to pay for sex, that's a little difficult to say as to whether or not clamping down on them is going to be effective, and this would be a deterrent. I think the fear is, particularly amongst those who are engaging in sex work, who even might be potential victims of sex trafficking, is that when you start focusing on the johns, they kind of have the negotiation power because they're putting themselves at risk for arrest or law enforcement detection. So they might go up to somebody and say, because I'm risking myself, I'm only going to pay X amount, where before the one engaging in the sex act had a little bit more power with that. It also, the john might take the individual to a more isolated spot where there is a less likely chance of law enforcement detection, which could put the person engaging in the sex act in a lot more risk, in a risky position. So I think that there are certain things that need to be taken into consideration when you implement policies like this.
So it sounds like there could be some unintended consequences of targeting the sex buyers, consequences we might not like. I'm talking to Meredith Dank, who's Senior Research Associate at the Urban Institute, and we're not talking about a new policy by the King County Prosecutor to target the johns when it comes to these negotiations. One more component of this approach in King County has been to set up internet stings for men who attempt to purchase sex online. What impact has internet had on sex trafficking and prostitution?
In the study that the Urban Institute released earlier this year on the underground commercial sex economy, we found that the internet has essentially changed the entire landscape of the commercial underground commercial sex economy in the United States. Before, in order for somebody to solicit a sex worker or a sex act, they typically would have to go out on the street in a known stroll area or go to a known brothel. I think it's really expanded the what was before social limitations of the underground commercial sex economy to expand it to anybody can do it at any time. And, you know, we don't know to what extent more individuals are getting involved in this, but there has been, you know, at least according to some of the research that's out there, been an uptick in individuals who are engaging in this because of the ease of the internet.
Prostitution is not called the oldest profession for nothing. What do you think our goal as a society should be here, to stamp it out completely?
I think there are people who would argue that there are some individuals out there who voluntarily and willingly engage in sex work. But for those who are forced into it, those who don't have any other viable options but to do this in order to get their basic needs met, I think one of the real answers to this problem is looking more at the preventative side and providing the necessary social services to these individuals. And that would include both short-term and long-term housing, food security, job opportunities and training, education, things of that sort.
Is there research that supports that?
if you look at the root causes and the drivers of why individuals enter the commercial sex market, particularly those who are either forced into it or forced into it because they don't have these viable options given to them to have their basic needs met, there is evidence to support that services would go a long way in preventing them from ever entering it in the first place.
Some places have taken a completely different tack on prostitution. They've legalized it or virtually legalized it. Parts of Nevada, in Germany, in the Netherlands. What do we know about that? And what does it, does that protect adult sex workers? Does it prevent underage girls being forced into prostitution against their will? What do we know about that approach?
It's a difficult argument to make that legalizing prostitution is the answer, because we really don't have the evidence to show that that is the case. I think what legalizing prostitution has shown to do in these places is they do have more access to health care. Also, there are sex workers in these places who have said that is increased their safety, because knowing that it is legal, they can go to law enforcement and say, you know, that this person has sexually assaulted them or physically assaulted them. And so there are more, you know, criminal justice reactions that can be done against the actual Johns and perpetrators. Whereas if it remains illegal, these people cannot come forward because they are themselves committing a crime.
Meredith Dank is Senior Research Associate at the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C. She spoke about preventing prostitution with Ross Reynolds.